Hello, welcome back. The Nassim Taleb and Serto podcast. I hope all is well for you listening in. I'm going to talk about a very, very cool concept that comes out of the Inserto, and that is the precautionary principle. I'm not sure if it came out of the Inserto or whether it came out of a academic paper that Taleb wrote with a number of co-authors on the dangers of GMOs, genetically modified organisms, and Monsanto's role in all of this. I'm not sure if it came out of that, whether it came out of the Inserto, but wherever it came out of, it is a cool Talebian idea, which is obviously what this podcast is supposed to be about. So we're going to talk about the precautionary principle. But before I get into it, please do me the favor and assume that we have more interests in common than simply Nassim Taleb and the Inserto. I have a podcast called A Curious Worldview. You're going to be able to find in the podcast description. And with that podcast, I want to corner the market for eclectic curiosities in whatever country it is you're listening in from. So a week ago, I had on Arnem, my mate here in Stockholm, who served 3 tours in Afghanistan for the Swedish military. A week before that, had on Michael Smith, an Australian Financial Review Chinese correspondent who was kicked out of China. Jim Henry is going to come on to talk about the development crisis of the 80s, 90s, and the type of institutional financial rape and capital flight that came out of the developing world. Nicholas Shaxson is coming on, an expert on tax secrecy. There's a really cool mix of people that have come onto that podcast, and I'm extremely proud of it, and I want that to grow. So there's a couple of thousand people that are listening to this. I urge you to please subscribe to that podcast, leave a good review on it, leave a good review on this one as well, and ultimately just pump your good juice into the algorithm. Start telling the algorithm to index things according to what you want to see and not according to whatever BS the algorithm thinks you want to see. Anyway, that's enough from me. Enough shilling. The precautionary principle. So here is an example of the precautionary principle explained almost verbatim, taken from Taleb in his podcast with Russ Roberts of Econ Talk back in 2015. And it goes as follows. You see a pool of water on the floor. Would you drink from this water? Likely not. We're not wired to just randomly drink from water on the floor, even if we were quite thirsty. We are wired to be very careful. But you have no evidence that this water is poisonous. There is no indication that this water is going to be harmful to you. Aha! So you are making a decision without evidence. Why are you exercising this caution? Is it just in case? This is the exercise of the precautionary principle in your daily life. For things which you don't have evidence, you try to stay cautious until you accumulate enough evidence to better understand the risk. What is the source of the water? How clean is the floor? Where in the world are you? What is the temperature of the room? How familiar are you with the environment? This is the slow accumulation of the differing variables that help you better understand what the risk is of drinking from this pool of water on the floor. Are you about to die of thirst? Well, then I think the trade-off is justified. Dismiss the precautionary principle because the other side of that equation is potential death. But if you're just thirsty and you can hang on for a couple more hours, well then perhaps the precautionary principle is best applied, and obviously if you're not thirsty at all, none of us even consider it. So the precautionary principle in everyday life. The precautionary principle is decision-making for what should be accepted or rejected in situations where you do not have enough evidence, or at least do not have enough evidence yet. 99% of the things we do in our daily lives are based on the precautionary principle. Since many of the decisions we make, the risks, no matter how inconsequential, are typically not understood until after the decision has been made. The precautionary principle is an instinctual survival mechanism that protects us from the ultimate risk. And what is the ultimate risk? We're all Talebians here. It's the risk of ruin, the risk of blowing up, the risk of death, the risk of going to zero. Somehow a risk that is too often discounted. So even though the water on the floor could well be fine, and even if I'm quite thirsty, is the risk worth a potential blow up? No. You are exercising the precautionary principle. And again, in typical Inserto and Talebian fashion, this is an idea taken from instinct. It's a Lindy idea. We all have heard our grandparents remind us that it's better to be safe than sorry. This is an adage that my parents always said to me. Well, it's better to be safe than sorry. A classic euphemism for the precautionary principle ingrained into the culture. The precautionary principle is the distinction between harm and ruin. And so the precautionary principle works best in situations where the cost of waiting is low. Unless you're about to die of thirst, you can wait for another source of water. When there are other options, milk, Pepsi, beers, vodka. They might not replace water, but they can certainly substitute in the short term. And when the trade-off is worst, how thirsty are you to drink this untested water? As you stand on the edge of the cliff, eager to jump into the water below, the surface looks clear and the surroundings show no signs of rocks or rotting tree logs beneath. But would you jump first? Better safe than sorry. So unless you've been drinking too many beers to convince you otherwise, you would swim to your landing spot, dive down, and confirm that beneath the shimmering surface of the water is not a bunch of rocks that would spell your doom, that would cancel you out to zero. The precautionary principle within you makes you go down, swim, dive below the surface, and confirm that it is in fact a safe landing place. We enact the precautionary principle in our lives more than you know. After all, we still look both ways before we cross an empty street. So, that's the precautionary principle. Do me that favor, which I implored you at the beginning. Go to the Curious Worldview podcast, subscribe, leave your juice in the algorithm, leave a review here, start interacting with the stuff. I've got a website with a lot of stuff written there. Exciting things are happening. I hope you're all well, and I hope to keep hearing from you. Ciao.